Oh, sweetheart. You know, I was just thinking, with Carol working late and Chrissy asleep, Ben's out doing God knows what, you and I have this whole house to ourselves.
Jason, it's not even dark out.
I know.
I can't wait. This is my favorite rerun of Cagney and Lacey.
Spread them, clown!
Never mind.
Oh, what the heck did you hit me for?
Sounds like your son's in trouble again.
Yeah, let's get him in here and make him watch Cagney and Lacey. What the heck's going on out here?
Why is there sand all over the driveway? And it's 40 degrees out. What are you girls doing in bathing suits?
Because we were stupid enough to believe that Ben was a serious filmmaker, like Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah. Ben, what do you have to say for yourself?
Yo.
Now, let's go, ladies.
Talk now.
Well, see, I was just finishing my movie for English class when Laurelyn got the crazy idea that I was just doing the movie so I could,
So you could grope me.
If you're gonna leave, leave. Women can be so nuts.
Wrong parent, Ben.
Women can be so nuts.
Wrong driveway, Ben.
Ben, I thought you were gonna do a documentary about me. A working mother trying to balance career and home.
Face it, Mom, no one's interested in that.
So you passed up something worthwhile like that to do girls in bathing suits? Jason, can you believe this?
Your mother's got a point, Ben. There's nothing wrong with doing a boring movie.
Show me that smile, ooh,
show me that smile.
Don't waste another minute on your crying. We're nowhere near,
we're nowhere near.
The best is ready to begin. Oh, as long as we got each other, we got the world spinning right in our hands, baby, you and me. We gotta be the luckiest dreamers ever quit dreaming. As long as we keep on giving, we can take anything that comes our way. Baby, rain or shine, all the time. We got each other, sharing the laughter and love.
Well, Ben, we better see this little movie right now.
There's a lot of stuff on that tape I haven't edited out yet.
Yeah, I just bet there is.
Well, what are you guys watching?
Ben's movie for English class.
What? Ben, you said you'd tell me when that was done so I could see how I came out.
So you knew? You knew he wasn't making the documentary about me, too?
Well, I was there when Dad talked him out of it.
Popcorn!
Jason, we are about to start the tape.
Ben, it's rated R. Come on, you admit it's dirty.
No, I don't. It's just no kid wants to watch a movie anymore if it's not rated R.
Oh, Ben, your movie's rated R? I'm watching it. Well, Maggie, speaking as your husband, Jason, it sure has been a great Florida vacation, considering it's 1978 and we're a typical American family.
And me being a working mom trying to balance a career and home.
Those parents supposed to be us?
Well?
Seems like it would have been simpler to just write your movie parents like your real parents.
They're kidding, right?
Either you get it or you don't. Yep.
Jason, everything is so perfect. The sunshine, the good times, the oranges. How, what could possibly go wrong?
Hey, Maggie, look. Baby alligators for 50 cents each. Alligator, what's his name?
Jason, that is our son you are talking about.
You'll have to give me a little bit more of a hint than that.
Hey, stop all the hammering. We're trying to make a movie here.
The baby alligator is so cute.
Oh, yeah, and the best part, Maggie, is I got a 10-cent discount because he only has one eye.
We forgot baby Jim at the alligator farm.
Maybe who?
Our son, Jason.
Hey,
parts in this too?
Keep your shirt on.
Yes, please.
Happy now?
Well, honey, tell your husband, Jason. It sure is a beautiful day for 1990, as a being a typical American family.
Jason, honey, wasn't it your turn to make
a beautiful day for 1990, considering we're a typical American family?
Jason, I thought you were going to make breakfast today. I mean, after all,
I am a working mother trying to balance a career and home. I
need one of you guys to sign my report card.
Oh, well, shouldn't it be one of your parents?
You guys are my parents.
Oh, right,
Jim.
Yes, Jim. Jim, haven't you grown over the last 12 years since we bought that alligator and flushed him down the toilet and haven't thought of since?
Don't you think that we should check his report card before we sign it?
Why, dear, little Tim has turned out just fine.
Jim!
We named you. We can change it.
Yes.
Well, son, to show you that I have no hard feelings about these selfish outbursts, I'm going to reward you for all these fine C's. Here's a coupon for 6 cents off of a Tidy Flush, which you can use to clean the toilet bowl where we flushed your alligator 12 years ago and haven't thought of since.
Sorry I'm late, Miss Merkin. Here's my report card.
You, boy! You new here?
New? I'm Jim Jenkins.
Jim, how long have you been in my class?
8 years.
8 years? How come I've never seen you before?
You have seen me. Every day when we have this conversation.
Oh. Well, then stop being so bland.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, this is getting old. Parents don't know me. My teacher doesn't know me.
You can't sit there. My best friend Jim Jenkins usually sits there.
I am Jim Jenkins.
Sorry, Jim. You're just so darn forgettable.
Well, don't forget who you are, Skunky.
That's because I smell.
Ooh, here comes Bambi, the hottest, most beautiful girl in school. She's got the body of a 5'8" beauty on a 4'8" frame.
Going to use that, are you?
Not only is she beautiful, she's smart. She's today's woman with the right combination of savvy, style, and sophistication, and the giddiness that makes me dizzy.
Hi, Bambi. Who are you?
I'm Jim Jenkins. I've been going to school with you for 8 years. I knew you before you had breasts.
I always had breasts.
Shut up, Stinky. That's her line.
I'm not going to say that, Ben.
Hey, a breast is a part of a chicken. The most popular part, I believe.
Honey, you're not helping yourself here.
I have a wardrobe question. Why am I wearing a bathing suit in class?
Because you're going to the beach later.
But would my character know that yet?
Laura. See, this girl Bambi isn't like you at all. She's just a dumb bimbo.
But you said she was a savvy, stylish, sophisticated woman.
I didn't say that. Jim said that. See, he was just lying. He'd do anything to get a chance to grope her.
That sleaze?
Hey, he disgusts me too. But I'll do my best to play him.
Yeah.
Okay, action. Wait, when is Mike gonna get this stinking thing fixed? Let's just erase it and start over.
Don't erase it. We'll send it to America's Funniest Home Video.
With everyone forgetting my name, I hate school. I think I'm going to drop out.
Don't be a fool. Stay in school. Dropouts just take their future and flush it down the toilet. Much like that one-eyed alligator.
Oh, great.
Don't be a fool. Stay in school. Dropouts just take their future and drop it. Don't be a fool. Stay in school. Dropouts just take their future and flush it down the toilet. Much like that one-eyed alligator your parents bought for you 12 years ago and never thought of since.
Thanks, Stinky. I'm glad we had this little talk. I'm going to stay in school.
Speaking of dizzy, want to think about blondes first or redheads?
I don't care who we think about. I just have to get my mind off of beautiful Bambi. Just stick to the script.
I'm sure someday, Jim, you'll do something to make her notice you. Something big. Something great. Till then, you can dream. And I can go to the camp.
At least open the window a crack in there, dude. Skunky? Skunky, you okay in there? Skunky?
Skunky!
Skunky, what happened? You're just ahead.
An alligator came out of the toilet and ate me.
Why didn't you run?
I didn't see him coming. I don't have eyes in the back of my head. Come to think of it, I don't have anything in the back of my head. Jim, I only have time to give you this one warning. All the alligators that were flushed down the toilets by American parents who haven't thought of them since have come home to roost.
Well, as your husband, Maggie, I sure am glad that we have a typical American family with two cars, a beautiful home, and a child of some sort. And a big green dog.
Mom, Dad, Skunky Mulligan just got eaten by a gator that climbed out of our toilet. Run for your lives!
Well, if you were our... I'm sorry, young man, but our son isn't here to play with you.
I am your Skunky Mulligan just got eaten by a gator that came out of our toilet.
I'm sorry, young man, but our son isn't here to play with you.
I am your son, Jim.
Well, if you were my son, you would know my name isn't Jim. It's Jason.
This is our son, Jason.
We don't have a son, Jason. That's my name.
While you two are trying to figure out who you are, an alligator could come through the living room.
Well, if it did, our big green dog would get him.
My parents wouldn't believe me, and no one else knows who I am. Who can I tell about this? Operator, give me the number for 911.
Oh, yeah. This is President Bush.
That's who you get when you dial 911?
Well, I got tired of giving out the time. By the way, it's 1:15 and 30 seconds.
Look, Mr. President, a grave danger threatens the whole planet. There are alligators everywhere.
This is Vice President Quayle again, isn't it?
No, this is Jim Jenkins, and I'm serious, okay? Look,
You gotta help call the Army and Air Force.
You gotta help. You gotta call the Army, the Navy, even the Air Force.
Now, as your president, let me assure you that you have nothing to worry about.
Barbara?
Anybody who can hear my voice! Look, I'm not jumping, you fools! I just climbed up here to warn you the gators are headed this way! Ah! Oh, the horror!
Jason? We have to go to the bathroom.
I don't.
Yes, you do.
Well, look before you sit.
Man, for people who want to see my movie, they're sure taking a long time in the bathroom.
Penny, they're not in the bathroom.
But they said they had
to... Trust me. It's an old parents trick. They're talking about you.
You think?
They have a lot to talk about, Ben. You're one sick little puppy.
Okay, Maggie, you were right about Ben.
His hornballosity has gotten out of hand.
You're wrong, Jason.
I agreed with you, Maggie. How can I be wrong?
I was wrong.
Then I'm not wrong.
Of course you are. Haven't you been listening? Jason, when Ben spent all this time, money, and effort with a cast of thousands just to make out with Laura Lynn?
Heck, I would.
Not Laura Lynn. I mean, if I were a young boy and you were a young girl... Not that you're not a young girl, Maggie.
Jason, think about it. A kid nobody listens to. People, his parents ignoring him. So he's got to save the world on his own. Honey, this movie is a cry for help.
It's a cry for something.
I stood on that ledge for an hour, thinking if I couldn't save the world,
least I could populate a new one with Bambi.
Luckily, I had a plane.
Well, the engine looks okay. Now, I'll just get into the cockpit and...
Dad, you're moving.
Okay, let's see what this baby can do.
Where could she be?
Fine as ever. 5'8" beauty on a 4'8" frame.
That's more like a 4-inch frame to me.
And there they are.
I could look for a safe place to land, but then I'd be too late. Or I could risk everything and save them.
Close call. Hope I'm not late.
Hey, everybody, run for your lives!
Who are you?
I'm Jim Jenkins. I've been going to school with you before you had breasts.
Oh, yeah, you're the bland boy whose parents flushed the alligator down the toilet and haven't thought of it since.
Yeah, well, they're back and they're bad.
Can handle this. Oh, I'll protect you.
If you save my life, I'll show you my appreciation. He's such a man. I feel like such a fool for ignoring him all these years like his parents do. Rubbing his belly? Ellie?
Yeah, Bambi. You feel like catching a little shut-eye, too?
Jim!
You know my name? Nobody on Earth knows who I am, and you do?
I was your gator, Jim. Remember me? Flush.
Oh! Where'd you learn to talk?
You'd be surprised what you pick up in the sewers, Jim.
What are you doing killing people?
We never meant to kill anyone. We just want what everybody wants. Enough to eat. A decent neighborhood to raise our kids in. And I want this guy here to get an A on this film project.
Well, why don't you just swim for the open water? Where the ocean's clean and there's plenty of fish.
What a great idea.
And as for me getting an A, it's all in Mr. Bloomberg's hands.
Well, he's a great guy, and he won't let me down. Come on, guys.
Jim, you're my hero. How could I ever thank you?
Well, your mother's got a point, Ben. There's nothing wrong with doing a boring movie.
That's enough, Ben. I think this is where we came in.
Hey, it's a well-known fact that cameras can lie.
Yeah, so can 13-year-old boys. We're gonna have a little talk about respecting women, Ben.
Jason, please. Ben, I know what you were trying to do.
You do?
Yes, you were feeling ignored and insignificant.
I was?
And why shouldn't you? You're not the oldest, you're not the youngest, and you're certainly not the smartest.
Mom, you're depressing me.
I'm just saying, honey, I know that you made this movie to be noticed.
I did?
Well, it's either that or you're one sick little puppy.
That's how I vote.
What?
Ben, I think you made this movie just so you could kiss your girlfriend.
Okay, you got me.
What, so this wasn't a cry for help?
In a way. Oh, I don't understand males.
Well, you're not going to learn anything watching Cagney and Lacey.
And I don't understand women.
Cagney and Lacey can't help you there either.
Jason, you're not saying that you're actually proud of your son's behavior.
No, I'm not, Maggie. I want Ben to learn to respect women as human beings, not as sex objects. Cutie.
Joke. Can I at least finish my movie?
There's another scene?
Yeah, it's the big scene. The big finish. And I was going to ask you and Dad to be in it.
Yeah, right, Ben. And I'm the president of the United States. Here's your Medal of Honor, Jim. For bravery above and beyond the call of duty.
Thank you very much, Mr. President.
May I say something, young man?
Well, see, Miss Bush, you don't actually have any lines here.
But you see, any time an upstanding American boy tries to kiss an American girl under false pretenses, it's wrong. Got it?
Yes, Mom.
And you'll find that young American women are far too clever to fall for such silly ploys.
Ben, you're shooting a scene without me?
What are you doing here?
Excuse me, Mr. and Mrs. President. I've been thinking about what happened today, and I was so wrong. Your movie was kind of a video love letter to me. The savvy, stylish, sophisticated woman whose giddiness makes you dizzy. You didn't want to grope me at all.
Finally, we understand each other.
I'm ready to go back to work now.
Well, what are we wasting our time on this deadbeat scene for? Let's go back to the beach.
Ben, what about your movie?
It's over.
Well, Barbara, it looks like you and me have the White House all to ourselves.
Oh, George.
Could you kiss again? I missed it.
Tomorrow at 6:30 on Growing Pains, Jason learns a valuable lesson from his recently departed Uncle George. Coming up next on The Wonder Years, peer pressure snuffs out a budding romance for Kevin's friend Ricky.